AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Maggie Antone, Lord have mercy, welcome in.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thank you for asking. You've got your tea, you're all sorted.
I know, I sound a little raspy.
What kind of tea is it?
English breakfast.
Okay, good.
With honey.
With honey. Have you had the English breakfast tea with milk?
No.
That's how they do it here. You have a tea like that, milk and sugar. It's the way forward.
Okay.
But honey for the throat, being a performer.
Got to. Well, and they say like milk's bad for the throat.
Oh yeah, but everything's bad for you, it turns out.
Yeah, so you know. Just
do you get into
you
all that? Are you like, I can't eat this? I can't eat that. No, you eat everything.
I love McDonald's and things that are bad for me.
Right. So fast food. What's your favorite fast food?
I really like Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. How hot do you go? Which sauce are you asking for?
I actually don't do the sauces.
No sauce.
No.
Wait, are you not a condiment queen at all?
Oh, I'm a condiment queen.
Okay.
Y'all don't have ranch dressing here.
It's a problem.
It's upsetting.
Yeah, I bring it back from the States every time I go.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Is it nowhere to be found here?
You can find it, but if I'm honest with you, Maggie, you're going to be disappointed.
It's not good.
Yeah, like there's versions of it, and they call it ranch, but they should be sued.
I'll be the judge of that, you know?
Exactly. I'll tell you.
No, I love ranch a lot.
Uh-huh. Same.
Yeah. I asked for it one time here.
And they were like,
ma'am.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
So you say you asked for it one time here. You've been here. How many times have you been here?
One other time before.
Just one other time. And were you here in a professional capacity?
No, I was just here with family.
Okay. So how old were you?
I think I was like 13.
Right. So you were like, they were dragging you around.
Yeah.
To things.
But I had a great time.
So welcome to the UK as Maggie Antone, professional singer, songwriter. Is so happy. I'm so happy to have you here because we've been such a fan of what you do.
Thank you.
And I love the fact that country music, I mean, I don't know, I guess in the States maybe it's still a little bit more constrained within boxes, but the way that we do it here, we're just a little bit more open to things. And I feel that like you've just got your own vibe and your own groove going. And is it easy to fit into the country world in the States?
I mean, I feel like the lane of country that I'm in, yes. But I also think it's like not necessarily about like fitting in.
No,
it's more just about creating art that you're proud of and that you love.
Yeah.
And there's always a niche out there that's gonna like really
like your people are gonna find you.
Yeah. I don't think like fitting in necessarily matters. Cause like you're gonna find a niche of people that are like, I relate to that so much.
So let's go back to little Maggie Antone growing up.
Yes.
Where were you growing up?
I grew up in Richmond, Virginia.
You grew up in Richmond, Virginia?
Yeah.
But that's a city.
Not in the city, though.
Oh, okay. Because I'm from Bristol, like Tennessee, Virginia. Just like way down.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
My whole family's still there. I've just been here for a long time. So Richmond was always like, I wanted to go to VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, which is in Richmond, and it was like the artiest, at that time, it was like the artiest thing I could imagine was going to VCU because like
it's so
cool people went there. Yeah, really arty.
I have some friends that go and have went, and they have an amazing art program.
So Richmond's a cool place to grow up. What was it like growing up there? But you were outside. You were just outside.
I was like outside of Richmond. Right, so like I say Richmond because like no one else like knows like the outside counties. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just more of like a... like a lot of people from Nashville that like aren't from like Nashville will just be like, I'm from Nashville. Just
of course. Like, yeah. It's like people being like, I'm from New York City, but they're actually from upstate.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm from London, but I'm from Essex.
Sure.
It's a similar thing.
Yeah.
So you were growing up, and what was your crowd when you were growing up? Like, were you, because I'm working out, like, you know, the lane of country that you're in is so cool, and it's kind of like, people call it all sorts of different things, don't they? But in terms of, like, your crowd, were like, were you a cool kid? Were you hanging out with the cool kids?
No.
Were you a nerd? Like, where were you?
I wouldn't say that I was, like, a nerd.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't, like, part of the cool kids.
I got you.
I mean.
And what were you listening to?
Oh, like so many different things. I mean, lots of Shania Twain.
Of course.
Lots of Miranda Lambert.
Who doesn't like Shania Twain?
If you don't like Shania Twain, that's a personal problem.
Like, yeah, get out. This is the thing. Like, I used to DJ a lot of live events a lot, and it didn't matter how cool the event was or how cool the people thought they were, or like even like the guys like up against the wall with their arms folded. I was like, as soon as I drop, dun, 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 dun,
everyone's
dun,
hands in the air
every
time.
On the floor. So yeah, you can't go wrong. Have you ever met Shania Twain?
No, I have not.
She's everything you want her to be.
That makes me so happy.
When she came in here, she had a flurry of people around her, as you would expect.
I mean,
and as you would want. Like, I'd be furious if she just came here off the bus. She came in with a bunch of people. There was a guy that asked her if she wanted gum, and she was like, no, I'm good. And then he asked her if she wanted mouthwash. And she went, nope, I'm good. And for the whole interview, I was thinking, what if she had said yes? Like, where's that mouthwash going? That's the level of fame that I think people should aspire
to. Also, I would have been like, so you think my breath is bad? That's what I'm gathering from that. It's like, oh, you want gum?
What are you saying to Shania?
No, it's like, what are you saying? Like, Shania have bad breath?
Just looking after Ms. Twain.
I mean, that's good.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
So was music always your thing? Like when you were growing up, was it always going to be your thing?
I've always sang ever since I came out of the womb. I mean, both my parents like always had music on.
Right.
So, like, my mom listened to a lot of country. So, like, Shania Twain, as I said. What was the other? Miranda Lambert.
Uh-huh.
Who else? My Aunt Heather, she would watch me a lot when, like, my parents were working when I was little. And she always had, like, a Sugarland CD.
Oh, Sugarland, yeah.
And She Daisy. Big fans of both those. My dad listens to, like, a lot of different stuff. So my dad's Canadian, so lots of Tragically Hip, which a lot of times people don't know what that is.
Yeah, come on.
But the people that know, I'm like, hell yeah. but like Blink 182.
Do you remember your first concert that you went to?
Yes.
Who was it?
Theory of a Dead Man.
Was it?
Yeah, my dad loves them. I actually love them too.
Yeah.
They're great.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we saw him in a really, like, small, like, intimate venue. I think I was in 7th grade.
Okay. And also being in Richmond, like, that's a town that a lot of tours are coming through.
Yes.
Like, you're going to be exposed to a lot of big things there. You're not having to travel far.
I agree. I mean, there's not, like, really an arena. So if you're going to see an arena show, you usually go to JPJ in Charlottesville.
Okay.
Which, I think I've been there, like, once.
So your, like, career, it kind of took off with the Tyler Childers cover. Is that right?
Yes.
Isn't it great how you don't have to go through this system that people used to have to go through to kind of get exposure and to find your fans and all of that?
It's kind of in your hands now.
Yeah, exactly. So how did this Tyler Childers thing came about? Was it one of these situations where you were just like, hey, I'm posting covers and this one took off? Or you were, like, what happened?
So I downloaded TikTok, I think 2021, I was still in college. I don't know if you're familiar with the artist Georgia Webster.
Yeah.
She's one of my dear friends. And her and I met at a Bachelor in Paradise watch party. And her and I were kind of like sitting in the corner, like gabbing, getting to know each other. And we just like started hanging out. She had moved to Nashville like really recently. And she had gone viral on TikTok and had signed to a label at the time. And she's like, you should download TikTok. Like, I feel like you could go viral on there. And I was like, TikTok is so stupid and lame. I'm not downloading TikTok. And she was like, I dare you to download TikTok and post for a week. And
were you posting every day?
I was posting every day.
He just said we have to post every day to make it happen. I'm pointing to Pete, our social media guy.
And then
guy.
Once you kind of get there, then you don't have to post every day.
Right.
Also, the algorithm changes. Like, I feel like there was a moment in time where posting too much was, like, not the vibe.
Yeah.
I also think the app has gotten so saturated with so many users that posting a lot doesn't really do as much as it used to.
Yeah.
But
so you were posting every day for a week. And so this was one of those things in that week?
I think it was the second week, but my second video went viral and it wasn't a Tyler Childers cover.
What was that?
It was a video of me singing a song that I'd written about my little cousin to her.
And so it was an original?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's cool when that happens.
And I think that one got like 3 million views and it has like 200,000 likes or something. And that was like the my first viral moment, which was really overwhelming and crazy. And at the end of the video, she was like 2 at the time and she like grabbed the phone and like runs away.
Oh, good.
It was very cute.
Nice ending.
Great little video. It's so sweet. I mean, she's like 5 now, which is crazy. And she can like complete sentences and like talk. Sidebar, sorry.
Time marches on.
It does. But it was a comment from that video that somebody was like, you're the female version of Tyler Childers. And one of my other friends, Abby, was like, you should post a Tyler Childers cover. And then when I got that comment, I was like, okay. Because like replying to comments with the video is always a good move. And so I literally just set my phone up. I think I did it in like 3 takes. And then I got ready for dinner with a friend. And the video had been up for like hardly any time. And I like flipped my phone over during dinner and I was like, oh my goodness. And it like started happening. And I'd never seen, like, numbers like that in my entire life. It was so overwhelming. I remember calling a friend. It was like, I don't think I can do this. Like, I'm really overwhelmed. She was like, well, you could just private the video. And I was like, no, like, I can't do that. Like,
you're like, no, I
feel like
this.
I need to, like, seize this moment, which I'm very glad that I did.
Yeah, but we're glad you did as well.
Oh, thank goodness.
Because we wouldn't be sitting here and I wouldn't be playing your music on the radio if you didn't.
No, and you know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's also a moment where you're like, what do I do with this? Were you like, what do I do with this?
I didn't know how to like put something out or record anything. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I literally was just like, Georgia like showed me how to use TikTok. And then I was just was like, I only knew how to use TikTok. And then like, you know, my TikTok following moved over to my Instagram.
Right.
And I hit like 10K on Instagram in like no time, which was insane to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I had like 2,000 followers. It wasn't anything crazy.
Congratulations on everything happening. And
thank
also,
you.
Congratulations on seizing the moment.
Thank
as
you.
Well, because, you know, these moments come and they go, right? And you were
thank
like,
you.
Hey, let's go. And now, you know, your album Rhinestone, which just came out last year, I think, which we've been loving. We've been playing Johnny Moonshine a lot lately as well. Hey, have you met Tyler since all that?
No.
You've never met Tyler Childers?
No.
Do you wanna?
Yes, of course I want to meet him.
He's a sweet.
I've heard nothing but great things.
Quiet, lovely guy who doesn't like talking about himself, but loves talking about things that he loves, if that makes sense.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, we've had him in a few times. And he doesn't like doing press either, but it's always nice when he comes and talks to us. He's just a nice guy.
I don't not like doing press, but it's a learning curve.
Well, we're just hanging out. We're just talking.
Honestly, I feel like it depends on like who's interviewing you.
Right. How's it going so far?
Good. Because there's been interviews where like they like sit down there like reading off a list and just like asking me questions.
Yeah.
They're like, what are blah, 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 blah. And I'm like.
Oh, which actually brings me to, what are your inspirations?
No, and it's like, and I'm like, oh, gosh.
I know.
I don't know. I feel like it feels like I'm taking a test sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm at the short answer portion of the test and I was always bad at that part.
We're doing great. We're just hanging out. It's like we're in a bar and we sat down beside of each other.
Perfect.
It's like, hey, what are you doing? Hey, Parker Posey, what's going on? That type of thing. Right. You have been out with some of our favorites as well. 49 Winchester were just in.
I love
them. They're fun boys, aren't they?
They're the kindest people.
They're nice.
In the world. My favorite people I've toured with.
Ella Langley as well.
Also
lovely. She's just gone.
I know.
Crazy, right?
I know.
It's funny how that can happen, you know? People can plug along for, like, you just have to
She's been at it for a while.
That's the thing. And a lot of people will... There's so many artists that it'll happen and they'll become big and everybody will think they're an overnight sensation. And it's like, no, people have been plugging away at this for years.
No, she's been around for a minute. And the people that know, know. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So what's next for you? Are you going to come back?
I mean, probably, yeah.
Yeah, probably?
Yes,
yes,
I will.
There we go. Come on. We want you back. And it's great. The more you come, like the bigger venues you'll play, more and more people learn about you. I think it's a place where artists really see like progression each time they come back. So keep on coming.
I will.
Have a good one. I'll see you next time you're over.
Yes, thanks for having me.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.